I Take Requests, a Warrior Nun podfic, written by Clueless Rebel 1988 and read to you by Fens and Marshes. Camilla had always been an early riser. Going back as long as she could remember, she was always up with the sun, or, more often than not, before it. It served her well in the order, with breakfast being served at 6 a.m. and training starting at 7. Even now that she wasn't training on a regular basis, she couldn't get out of the habit of getting up early. And honestly, that was fine with her. It gave her some time to herself, to reflect and pray and maybe clean some of the weapons in the armory if she felt so inclined. It was that activity that she'd planned to do this morning, and she made her way through the hallways of Cat's Cradle and across the training room, heading toward the armory. She was distracted, however, by a figure moving through the shadows. She tensed, trying to determine who else might be up this early or if someone had infiltrated their sanctum. And what she would do about that if it turned out to be the case. She inched a little closer, and the figure stepped into the light, revealing herself. It was Ava, the new halo bearer. Camilla relaxed. The girl was new, and it was unclear whether she would be staying or what her feelings about all of this were, but she hadn't done anything to make Camilla think she was a threat. Lilith might call her naive for that belief, but Camilla had always been one to give people the benefit of the doubt unless she had a strong reason not to. Ava didn't react to her presence, and Camilla realized that the girl was focused on something else, the piano against the wall. It was old but functional, and she often played it, particularly in the evenings to help the other sisters relax after a long day of training. She wasn't exactly Mozart, but she knew at least parts of several songs and knew how to read sheet music if it was provided. Ava seemed to be admiring it with curiosity, and a thought entered Camilla's head. If Ava was still on the fence about staying, perhaps she just needed a friend to give her a reason to do so. "I see you're an early riser too," she said, stepping toward the girl, who spun around in a panic at the sound of her voice. "My apologies," Camilla said with a friendly smile. "It's not often I see others up this early." "I couldn't sleep," Ava said, as she slowly relaxed from the initial shock of realizing she wasn't alone. "Kept thinking about what happened to..." She trailed off, her eyes shifting, as if trying to remember something. "Sister Shannon?" Camilla offered. "Right," Ava said, looking away as though trying to hide her embarrassment at not being able to remember the name of a woman who, until a day ago, she hadn't known existed. "It's just kind of weird being in a room that used to belong to someone else and knowing that I'm only there because she's..." She trailed off again, unable to bring herself to finish that sentence. Camilla wasn't sure what to say. She hadn't known Sister Shannon very well or for very long. She'd overseen some aspects of Camilla's training, but they hadn't really spent any time together outside of that. The mission where she'd been killed was the only time the two had been in the field together. Most of the others were closer to her, Mary and Lilith most of all. Even Beatrice had known her longer. The silence between them must have become too much for Ava, because she cleared her throat and gestured towards the piano. "So, are you guys allowed to play this thing, or is it just for show?" she asked. Camilla couldn't help but smile at the question. Ava didn't mince her words, and the tone she took when asking had a hint of defiance in it that Camilla couldn't help but admire at least a little. "We can play it," she said, walking to the instrument. "I play a lot, and so do some of the other sisters." She smiled as a memory came back to her. "Sister Shannon, she always said she liked my playing best." "Really?" Ava asked. "Why?" "She said I wasn't so stiff when I played." Camilla let out a small laugh. "I never quite understood what that meant, but I liked the sound of it." Ava responded with a small chuckle of her own, looking back to the instrument. "I like the sound of it too." Camilla glanced between Ava and the piano. "Do you want to play something?" she asked. She didn't know much about Ava's history, other than she had been in an orphanage here in Spain since she was a little girl and had little experience with the outside world. She briefly wondered if she'd said something wrong when Ava looked at her in surprise. "Oh, I don't play," she said with a small shake of her head. "Just couldn't quite find the ability." She let out a small chuckle at that, as if commenting on a joke only she understood. When Camilla didn't laugh along, Ava's smile faded and she looked away again. "Well, is there a particular song you'd like to hear?" Camilla asked, moving toward the instrument, looking back at Ava as she pulled out the bench. "Oh, I don't know too many songs," Ava said with a dismissive wave of her hand. "And I definitely don't know any that you'd typically play in a church." "Well, if you haven't already figured out, we're not a typical church," Camilla said with a small smile. She sat down and looked over her shoulder at Ava, waiting for her answer. Ava's eyes narrowed slightly as she studied Camilla, as if she was trying to figure out what angle the nun was trying to play. Sensing she needed a bit more convincing, Camilla turned back to the piano and began playing Pink and White by Frank Ocean. It had been Sister Shannon's favourite. After a minute, she sensed movement behind her, but she didn't look up from the keys until Ava was standing against the wall beside the piano looking down at her. She flashed the girl a smile as she finished playing. "Wow," Ava said, her tone genuine. "You're pretty good." She really wasn't, not compared to some of the other nuns, but Camilla thought it best not to argue. "Thank you," she said with a small nod. She got ready to play another song, but Ava stopped her. Camilla hid a smile as she waited for Ava to make her request. "Actually, there is a song I'd like to hear," she said. "It's one my mom would sing to me a lot, especially when I was sad, but I don't really know the name of it." "That's okay," Camilla said. "Do you remember any of the words? Maybe I've heard of it." Ava thought for a minute. Something about colors, showing your true colors. Does that ring any bells for you?" Camilla nodded. "As a matter of fact, I think I might know what song you're thinking of," she said. She sat up and let out a breath before beginning to play. As soon as she began, she knew she had the right song. Ava's eyes lit up like she was discovering a long-lost friend. After getting through the first few bars, Camilla began singing the lyrics as best she could remember them. "With the sad eyes, don't be discouraged, oh I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it all, and the darkness inside you can make you feel so small." As she reached the chorus, she looked up at Ava, who was smiling, even as her eyes filled with tears. As Camilla continued to sing, Ava joined in. "But I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors are beautiful like a rainbow." As they reached the end of the refrain, Camilla slowly faded the song out and looked up to Ava, offering her a friendly smile to match the one the girl was wearing. Ava took a deep breath and wiped at her eyes. She opened her mouth to speak, but before she could, the sound of someone clearing their throat made them turn around, finding Sister Beatrice watching them, her face unreadable. "I'm sorry, sister," Camilla said. "Did we wake you?" Beatrice shook her head. "No, I was already up," she said. "I was just looking for Ava." She turned her attention to the halo bearer. "Your training begins in a half hour, and you should get some breakfast before then. Trust me, you don't want to be training on an empty stomach." Ava let out a small sigh and nodded. "Right," she said. "Let's go get this over with." She and Beatrice began walking away, but as they did, Ava looked back at Camilla, a small smile crossing her lips as she mouthed a silent, "Thank you." Camilla returned the smile and replied with an equally silent, "You're welcome," before Ava turned and left. Camilla then made her way to the armory, the smile still on her face. She hoped the new Halo Bearer stuck around. She really liked Ava. The end. Thank you for listening. I'm not the greatest singer, but I tried my best.